Are there other questions or comments from other trustees? I move to approve the information technology contract for campus network security and data center enhancements resolution. Is there a second?
Second.
Ms. Phillips, please call the roll.
Trustee Clay?
Yes.
Trustee McDade?
Yes.
Trustee Snyder?
Yes.
Trustee Zott?
Yes.
This ends the finance and audit action items.
All right. I'm now going to call on Darius Hillman to make a presentation on the foundation.
Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Zopp, President Scott, Vice Chair McDade, and trustees. As a part of your pre-read package, the foundation submitted an FY20 performance report. Happy to go through that. Otherwise, happy to entertain any questions before I move forward with the resolution. And with that, I will give you a summary.
Yes. Sorry, just so you know, I don't know what you're going to say, but talked about this before. This resolution, as I recall, asks us to approve your budget. I asked for a presentation on kind of how we did with last year's budget and performing. So I don't know if you're prepared to do that today, if that's what you're going to do. If you're not. Yeah.
If somebody can give me control of the screen, I'm happy to go through the performance report we provided. That was provided last week as a pre-read as requested. So Bonnie, if you can pull that up, that would be great.
Oh, I can't. I can pull it up.
Okay, great. And then the second piece, just to be clear, it's not the foundation's full budget. It is the fee for service that the university
gives. Understood, but it's okay. The part we gotta pay. And so it's, which is fine, but it would just be helpful to know how we did.
And I want to say very clearly before it's suggested, based on this performance report, I have absolutely no reticence at all talking about the work of this foundation. We are thrilled with the work and having a good year. So I'll run through it. Bonnie, am I going to have control of this or am I going to look to you to guide us through?
I can guide you through where I can give you control. Mark, can you give me control?
Hey, Bonnie?
Yeah, Mark, would you get some control?
I don't have, let me stop you. I don't have control. I'm not gonna go through the entire slide presentation. I'll hit the quick points and the board has it. So I'm just gonna ask for some guidance. Let's start with this slide. Everything that the foundation.
Oops, or not.
Hang on, I'll give it back to Bonnie.
Okay, it's beautiful colors. You're going to see slides with colors. Any second.
Our favorite color, green.
Okay. Give it back to me. Give it back to me, Mark. I'll just control it. Give me back control.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're all set. You've got control now.
All right, I appreciate you. Can everyone see that?
If you can make it bigger, that'd be great. But yes, we can see it. I can see it. There you go.
All right, here we go.
Perfecto.
Yay.
Look at you, master
that. You know, having a call with the chair of relativity on Friday has made me a tech wizard. So all of our work is rooted in strategy every day. So it allows us to take on new opportunity. But the entire first year was really focused on infrastructure. What we call year two FY20 is going to be focused on continuing to build our culture. But these are just the top tiers of a 9-page strategy. Our board of directors received a complete dashboard performance report, and I'm happy to say that with very few yellows, everything that was a fairly assertive plan for the year was met. And I think the results bear that out. But the key components of our strategy was operational efficiency, building from the ground up processes, procedures, effective donor engagement, putting together formalized annual appeals, database mining, database work that has been done from day one, consistent and meaningful engagement with our alum and other stakeholders, and then beginning the work that we are going to expand exponentially this year, building a culture of philanthropy at all levels of the university, including our incredible faculty and staff. If you look at financial goals, we had a total income goal for the foundation of $1.5 million, broken out in these ways. I'll begin with the first gen gala because this becomes important as we talk about how we actually perform. We had a goal of $500,000. As you know, COVID has pushed that gala into the next fiscal year. So the numbers we're going to discuss do not include that $500,000 that we expect to come later in the year. We have we started with a fantastic board of directors, and we have since added 9 new board of directors for a total of 19. Some of those members are here. Nick Natu, with a fantastic background in technology, and he's ready to support the university, and Mark, Donna Coxum, John Gills, the fantastic John Roback, Jarrell Parker from CBS Television, and Christina Steed, who is taking over as chair-elect as we look at succession and the future of the organization. Our 19 board members, we created as a part of our strategy for the year a give-get for every board member. Pleased to say about 98% of our board made a give and or get, total of $137,000 and growing. We have been working to build sustainable corporate and foundation partnerships. These are some of the highlights that make up our numbers of success for the year, including Greeley and Hansen, the presenting sponsor of our gala, $1 million from the Greenleaf Avenue Foundation for our child care center, an anonymous foundation who is continuing to help us get meetings, but they began putting their money where their mouth was with $150,000, followed by Joyce Foundation, $150,000, the Falk Family Foundation, $50,000. And then meetings we are having, we just had a fantastic meeting with Relativity on Friday that resulted in a personal gift from the chair and his wife's personal foundation and a promised meeting with Relativity and a visit to the school. JP Morgan Chase, the president and team had a fantastic meeting we're following up with. Guaranteed Rate, one of our board members, is supporting us on that. Guggenheim, another new board member, supported us on getting a request there. We expect a decision by August. Crown Family Philanthropy, we expect a decision any day now. We have been in constant conversation. 2 weeks ago, as a part of the new fiscal year, we had a conversation, a fantastic conversation that President Scott helped facilitate with the president of AT&T. That is going to include a comprehensive partnership that starts with money, but is so much more. Alumni and community engagement, 98 new members of the Alumni Association. The goal for this year was to really stabilize and give dedicated support to the Alumni Association with some good success. We just on Saturday had a second visioning session with a select member of the alumni of the university, including younger, more seasoned, recent grads, as well as staff, and together have worked on a plan for alumni and individual engagement that will take us through the next 3 years. And we're asking that group to serve on a council to help guide and lead that work moving forward. We have had our first Alumni Association award. Annual meeting was the first in 3 years well attended. Weekly, we do alumni spotlights. It's just fun to do this, so bear with me, trust me. I won't play it all the way through.
You're so wrong. She doesn't even know it's coming.
But that just makes me bad. Isn't that nice? Nice. it's telling our story. Here's another one with our future alum. These happen every Thursday, and folks have become part of what we understand is important is consistency. Yeah. So I share that with you because no one tells the story of this university's value proposition better than our alum and our future alum. They're also, let's just embarrass everybody while we're at it. They're also print features that happen weekly. This one is on Trustee Clay. We do that every week. Part of what we know as we're building a culture from the ground up is consistency. When we are very clear on, we don't want people to get used to something that we won't be able to continue to give them. So a good success. Another piece of our alumni community engagement is the Chicago State Foundation Presents. We are this year after doing a series of successful events. And if you look at this, what is great about this is that with each event we have done, even moving into virtual, the number of attendees increases each time. I want to, again, continuing the embarrassment, the president made a bet with me on our very last panel discussion, the Ultimate Balancing Act, Black Women in the C-Suite, that we wouldn't cross 100. We crossed 205, so that means I won Lysol wipes from her. I'm proud to say that. We have an event in this series, and again, to the stakeholders we have in place, that we're able to call chairs out, we're able to call our board chair for the foundation, Angelique, David, we're able to call new board members like Christina. This was a well-received conversation. We had 205 who actually made it, more than 400 RSVP. We have an event in this series, the first of this new fiscal year on Thursday night, Black leaders who are introverted. As of this morning, we had 370 RSVPs from around the country. So as far as our engagement with community and alum, we feel like we're in good shape. We will also make this event in this coming fiscal year, whether we stay virtual or not. This is an opportunity we're going to share with sponsors to underwrite this quarterly series. So we talked about we wanted to bring in $1.5 million of income. We have managed to bring in $2.5 million of income. There is the breakdown. And at the bottom of the page is last year's number. This is not an apples-to-apples comparison. We know that last year the foundation was in a holding pattern, simply managing the endowment. But just it's the number, so I'm going to share it. 2.5 is what we projected for this year against 126,000 last year. So we feel like all things, there's always work to be done. But for a year of rebuilding, this is proof. The president and I talk about this a lot. Our message is resonating, even more every day. We have had two fantastic meetings each of the last two Fridays, the president and myself and others. That is not small. We're talking six figures of support, and we're talking about support that is sticky and sustainable. Here's what we've done for our university partner, our only client, nearly $1 million in scholarship and programmatic support, scholarships of nearly $500,000, university support of $400,000 for programs, including Commitment Rise Academy, and then the Student Scholar Emergency Fund. We have dispersed $62,000, but that fund right now is over $100,000 and growing, so we expect to continue to disperse those funds. Also, as a part of long-term strategy, we wanted the emergency fund. We've been talking about that, the president and our team. So we're going to take the COVID, and once we make our way through this crisis, that fund is going to remain perpetual in place. We'll continue to fundraise against it because the needs of our first-generation non-traditional students are not going to change, and it's nice to be able to have this in place for those needs. Here's what we are. We're grounded in the work every day. We are the chief fundraising partner. We take joy in that work. The president and her team, the president and I talk. It is good lockstep. The president lobs it up. The foundation knocks it out of the park. We're having a great time doing it. The message is resonating. The support from the university will allow us, what will happen this year is that every single staff person, while our headcount is not growing, every single staff person will be a fundraiser, an experienced, trained fundraiser. Last fiscal year, your only full-time staff that was doing fundraising was myself. So we believe that growing this year from 2.5 to next year, just under 3.5, we're already feeling that we can do that. What we also believe is going to be different about FY21, the major donors between that wonderful couple, Seja, Andrew and Jessica Seja, Nell DeConnors and others, this is resonating in the way that we're making it human to human. So we feel like we're going to do really well in major gifts. Corporate and foundation is going to continue to grow because we are in an equity space. We are in a space that, as far as it can be, this is the silver lining. This is a horrible time, but right now, the Rise Academy has resonated so well with the PR on that. We're getting calls from funding partners. Just 2 weeks ago, a funding partner who I'd gone to maybe 3 months ago, and they said, no, we love you, and they're a major, but you're not ours, sent an email just 3 weeks ago going, we had an emergency board meeting. You're now important. Get me something by the end of the day. So I say this to you, I've always said it, we love the work that's happening. We are putting a team in place. We have a team in place. We have brought a new director of major gifts who has a credentials and resumes of 5, 6, and 7-figure gifts. We are bringing on a new director of alumni and individual engagement who is a fundraiser who understands customer service. So we feel that in spite of or maybe because of the crises, the university and the foundation's position to support president and the university is stronger than ever. So that's our report. So with that said, I will entertain questions before we move to the resolution.
It's unfortunate, Darius, that you're not enthusiastic about your work.
I mean, I try.
Well, we didn't know that. I mean, we knew you were doing stuff, but I certainly didn't know the breadth of what you have been doing over the course of the year. So knew it piecemeal, but I didn't know the impact, and I didn't know we had raised $2.5 million. Basically zero, which is incredibly impressive. So that's exactly what I was hoping to see. I'm busy, but I just hadn't seen the whole story.
No, I appreciate it. And I do want to say, if I may, this work does not work without the vision. So President Scott has been so supportive of the work of the foundation, holding us accountable, but allowing us the latitude to kind of spread our wings. And just last week, she got a list from us going, can you do this? Can you take this meeting? Can you call this person? Can you use your power to do this? And it is always, yes, we'll have that done. So I want to go on record, if I haven't done that already, leadership is everything. We just said that when we announced our new board. So to have someone like President Scott, who is game, who will lean into the trenches, this is really great work. We have an equally great board. And you all are pretty nice as well. So we just feel like we've got the wind to our back. We just have to do what we say every day when we walk in the foundation, and that is honor our commitment every single day. But we really feel good about this work and what the university and the team is doing, what you all are doing. You're giving us something powerful to sit. And I believe that the community will rally around this.
Perfect. I don't have any other questions. I don't know if any of the other trustees do.
No questions. Great work.
Thank you. I'm going to go then to the resolution. Just a summary. Chicago State Foundation entered into a memo of understanding with the university on May 14, 2019. As a part of that agreement, the university agreed to pay a fee to the foundation for fundraising and asset management activities that we undertake on the university's behalf. On June 9th of this year, the Chicago State Foundation Board of Directors approved a budget that included a proposed fee for service of $440,000 from the university. Additionally, consistent with the rate last year, there is no change here, a 1.5 assessment management fee. The foundation will draw based on the total amount of endowments under our management.
Darius, is it right that $400,000 is in-kind support?
Yes. Unlike last year where there was some cash at play, this is all in-kind support from the university.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. If there's no other questions from the trustees, can I get a motion to approve the resolution on the Chicago State University Foundation budget?
So moved.
The second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes. Thank you, Darius.
Thank you.
We're now going to go into executive session. So